Off the Ball, GAA.
It just shows that if you're not fully on it in these games, you're going to get beaten. And unfortunately for us today, I only heard that Donegal got bet. We came a cropper like Donegal, like Meath, like everybody else.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
The Racing Pod
on Off the Ball
with William Hill, 18+. See gamblingcare.ie.
This is day 3 of the Racing Pod Punch Us Down special. John Duggan with you. I'm delighted to have our special guest with us as well, Don McLean, Racing TV, Sunday Times, author extraordinaire. How are you getting on, Don?
Good, yeah. Look, great couple of days so far, John. Look, the weather is fantastic, and that makes it be a great weather last year as well. And the weather is just a kind of a nice to have backdrop to the racing. Like we've had some phenomenal performances. I suppose Gaelic Warrior was the headline of the first couple of days. He was just brilliant again yesterday to do what he did after winning the Cheltenham Gold Cup as impressively as he did, to go through his race as easily as he did yesterday with Paul Tannen, and then he came right away from Factor File. Maybe Factor File underperformed a little bit, but Gaelic Warrior, he just couldn't have been any more impressive than he was in winning. So he's added a Punchestown Gold Cup now to his Cheltenham Gold Cup win. So yeah, but there've been really good results throughout the first couple of days.
Gaelic Warrior is some horse, isn't he, Don? Because it's taken a while for it to all click with him. But you consider the back of the John Durkin. He won the John Durkin over 2.5 miles at the start of the season. To be still racing in April and to win the Gold Cup after Cheltenham. I mean, this horse is going to be comparable to some of the greats, to be honest, I think.
Oh, absolutely. 100% agree with that, John. Like, and he, in his earlier days, he wasn't very tractable, but he still won an Arkle. And it's kind of bizarre to think that it's only 12 months ago that we weren't sure that he'd stay. We didn't know that he'd stay 3 miles. Then he won the bowl at Aintree. As you said, like the race he had in the John Durkin Chase so early in the season, to do what he did, to leave it all out there. Like he had to use up every sinew of his energy to go and beat Factor File. They both had hard races, but they both bounced out. Factor File won the Irish Gold Cup, beat Gaelic Warrior in that. Then Gaelic Warrior went on, won the Cheltenham Gold Cup as impressively as you'll ever see a Cheltenham Gold Cup winner winning. And then to come on to Punchestown after that, you know, as you said, the John Durkin Chase was way back in mid-November now. It's a whole season ago. It seems like an awful long time ago. Lots has happened since then. But then to have the, I guess, the robustness, and obviously masterminded by trainer Willie Mullins, to be able to come on from Cheltenham after putting up a career-best performance at Cheltenham and then coming on and doing, you know, putting up a similar level performance at Punchestown. He's got it all. He's got the constitution. He's now more tractable than he was. Paul Tannen gets on great with him. He's obviously got the class. He's got the speed and pace, and he's got the stamina as well. And he's still only 8. Like he's a relatively young horse for all that he's achieved.
Don, you had a really good day yesterday for Racing Pod club members. And remember, the Racing Pod is sponsored by William Hill. Association with William Hill sponsored the Champion Chase, the big race on Tuesday at Punchestown. But you had Novotic and you'd Gaelic Warrior. Just the two darts of the board, Don, and they both won. Novotic, giving Dara Keefe a lovely spin.
Yeah, only two darts. Limit your potential downside, John. That's my strategy. Look, Novotic was very good. I just thought he was overpriced. I thought that King Alexander was the right favourite. He was the one to beat. And the two of them had it between them from a little way out. But Dara O'Keefe just got Novotic into that rhythm. And his jumping was really, really good. It looked like he was travelling well the whole way. And even turning for home, it just looked like he was travelling a little bit better than King Alexander. And then he found lots when Dara O'Keefe went for him. He found lots in front. And like he's only a 7-year-old Novotic. His 3 wins before yesterday, we're all at Wexford. Maybe it's a coincidence, but obviously he handles Wexford well. But he'd run well at Punchestown last season over hurdles and then going back there. I think the ground is the key to him. Better ground, like Henry de Bromhead left him off throughout the deep winter months. The deep ground brought him back here. And you'd think he has to be a Galway Plate candidate, doesn't he? Like he sees out this intermediate trip really well.
This is the Racing Pod. Remember, the Racing Pod is free, folks, wherever you get your podcasts. Our Punchestown special drops 11:30 every single day. So the last day of the pod will be tomorrow, Friday, when we have the Champion Hurdle. But this is the Stairs Hurdle today, Don, we're concentrating on. This is 6:05, Tiopu, 2-1 favourite, drifting in the market a bit. Kawabunga even, it's a tricky one to pronounce, is into 100-30. Honesty Policy, 5-1, as is Jimmy Desoy. Bob Olinger, 5-1, a drifter in the market. Jatara, 28-1, 40-1, Franciscan Rock, and Meet and Greet, 125-1. How do you think the course is riding because it's been such a dry, sunny week, Don, that, like,
yeah.
Do you think it's good ground, genuine good ground, and is that a negative for Tielpu?
Well, it's just on the easy side of good, isn't it? And look, in fairness to the Punchestown executive, the weather we've had, the sunshine and the drying ground, like even putting water on, it's only going to have, there's only a limited amount that you can do in between. And they've been watering since before the meeting started as well. So the people seem to be very happy with the ground that Punchestown have produced, which that's not new. That's normally the way at the Punchestown Festival. And Tielpu, yeah, like, I always had it in my head that he was better on soft ground. I always kind of looked to take him on when the ground was on the, you know, kind of yielding ground. But he proved last year that he could handle yielding all right. Like he ran out a good winner at Punchestown on yielding ground. And then even at Leopardstown over Christmas, I know it was December and it's winter ground, but it was winter kind of yielding ground as well, and he handled that okay. So maybe as he's getting older, he's getting more versatile in terms of ground conditions. Very interesting that Gordon Elliott's fitting blinkers for the first time. There was a kind of talk about maybe cheek pieces, but he's putting blinkers on him. So, you know, he's 9 years old now. Maybe that'll just sharpen him up. But he has to bounce back from his run in the Stairs Hurdle at Cheltenham. He was a bit disappointing there, but back at Punchestown, where we know he goes so well, he's probably the one that they have to beat again.
If you're looking for an alternative, I suppose I'm never good at these staying races, but Jimmy Desoy is interesting for me because I think he might be a spring horse, a good ground horse. He'd been running over fences. It hasn't really worked out. They're putting him back over hurdles. Won the Carl Cup at the Cheltenham Festival last year, and a bit of money from him as well, from Paul Tennant and Willie Mullins. I can't desert Paul and Willie at the moment. They've had such an incredible season, so Jimmy Desoy is my pick. Is there anything that you might put up against Tielpu, or is Tielpu your selection?
Yeah, no, I definitely see the angle for Jimmy Desoy. He hasn't run over hurdles since he won that Carl Cup back last season at Cheltenham last season. I kind of had him on side in the early part of this year. Like, he was so impressive in beating the big Westerner on his chasing down at Ferryhouse, but he didn't really go on from that. And I was kind of putting it down to the ground, but, you know, and I suppose in the Willowarm Gold Cup at Ferryhouse, it was kind of soft ground that day as well. So I think better ground, we're going to see a different Jimmy Desoy. I would like to see him back over fences, though, because the way that he jumped when he beat the big Westerner at Ferryhouse, he jumped really, really well. And I was kind of hoping to get him back on better ground, back over fences. But look, you know, Willie Mullins knows way more than I do about these things. So fascinating going back over hurdles. I thought Cowabunga was the one who could improve. Like, he's only had 5 runs over hurdles. He's only a 6-year-old. I thought his run at Ferryhouse was a good run when he finished second behind Slade Steele. Brilliant to see Slade Steele back and back winning again, back over hurdles. The chasing career has been at least on hold for now, if not abandoned totally. But Cowabunga, I liked the way that he was staying on, John, at the end of that race. That was 2.5 miles. He has to prove that he'll get 3 miles. He's by Tunis out of a mare by Saint Desant. So there is stamina in his pedigree. He's the star of Jacatam and Fast and Slow and Protectorat. There's so many unknowns. Like, he has to improve to get up to Tielpu's level, and honestly, Policy's level, and even Bob Olinger's level. And you don't know that he's going to stay. So all of that factored in, he's not a massive price. If I had to pick one of the races, it would probably be Cowabunga at the price. I think he's the one who's got the potential to improve. And the whole Stairs Hurdle division, it is ripe for a new kid on the block. Like, Zeus Parr was good in winning the Sefton Hurdle. He could be one. Jasmine DeVoe, we haven't seen him this season yet. He won the Albert Bartlett Hurdle last season. The new line, he's going to step up and trip for next season. So next year's staying Hurdle division could have a totally different hue to the one we have now, where, you know, Tielpu, he's 9 rising 10. Bob Olinger, you know, last year's Stairs Hurdle winner, he's an 11-year-old now. Home by the Lee, the Liverpool Hurdle and Stairs Hurdle winner, he's 11 as well. So there is room, or, you know, there's the potential for a younger horse to come through. And it could be Cowabunga. You know, he's got the opportunity to throw his hat into the ring today.
Okay, let's look at the first race then. Leader Dahlia in the 2:30. This is a horse that's been very well touted. I mean, Patrick Mullins picked him as the horse to follow for the season when he was with us in November. This is a novice hurdle over 2 miles, but he's disappointed all season. Leader Dahlia, 5-2, bit of a drift in the market. Colcannon, 11-4, Game Ball, 4-1. Money for Nadia's Boy into 6s, and Ionian for Nicky Henderson into 10-1. What do you like in this one? Now or never for Leader Dahlia, surely.
Yeah, he has to go and do it now, doesn't he? Like, he's been a high-profile horse all season. He did win his maiden hurdle at Punchestown back in January, but he was a long odds-on shot to win that, and he was well beaten at Ferryhouse the last day when he did make a mistake at the third last. So, yeah. And look, the market's retained the fate. Paul Tennant's retained the fate. So he's been put in as favourite. Interesting that there has been money for Nadia's Boy. His stable companion, Sean O'Keefe, rides him. I thought immediate effect, Gordon Elliott's horse was a little bit underrated here, John. I just thought that he's only had three runs over hurdles, back on better ground. Like, you have to allow him his run at Naas the last day when he was well beaten, but that was on heavy ground. And he was a good horse for Samar Prescott on the flat. He reached a flat mark of 88, and he was good as well in winning on his first run for Gordon on New Year's Eve at Punchestown when he beat Manella Boss that day. And Manella Boss has gone on and enhanced the form. Back in third place was Saratoga. He's gone on and won the Fred Winter hurdle. So it's good strong form. And he didn't run badly in the juvenile hurdle, the spring juvenile hurdle at Leperstown at the Dublin Racing Festival. That was won by Narciso Haas. It's probably the best juvenile hurdler around. But he kept on well, again on soft ground. And we saw yesterday with Jessica Harrington's horse, Quinta del Lago, that the four-year-olds, you know, we don't have enough evidence yet to see how they match up with their elders, but he was interesting going into that race as a four-year-old taking on his elders. And immediate effect, he's kind of similar, a four-year-old taking on his elders. Look, he's a 16 to 1 or 20 to 1 shot. I think, you know, he may not be able to, he just may not be as good as Game Ball or Colcannon or Leader Dallier, but I just thought at around about that price, he should have been a wee bit shorter than that, I thought.
Okay, interesting. In the 2:30, that's the 2 mile novice hurdle. And let's look at the 3:05 now, Don. Future prospect for William Mullins. A lot of market for support for Paul Tennant's mount. 11 to 10 favourite now. Diamond de Berlay, 13 to 8. Then it's the rest is what? Alliterations, 9s. Adrienne, 17 to 2. And Catch a Bird, 25 to 1. Look, the stable jockey's on the favourite here. And will he win?
Yeah, it was interesting that they still put Diamond de Berlay in as favourite. And I suppose she's got the best form in the race. Like, her run to finish sixth in the Mares Novices Hurdle at the Cheltenham Festival, that was a really good run. And she had a few of her rivals behind her. That was only her second run for Willie Mullins as well. She won at Ludlow, actually, on her first run for Willie Mullins. She was at Robert Collet in France. So I was kind of surprised that I thought Paul Tennant would choose to ride her, but he's chosen to ride Future Prospect instead. And the market has responded. So she's now in front of Diamond de Berlay in the market. And look, she's a really interesting mare, Future Prospect. Still another likely race mare. She finished fourth behind Zanush in the Grade 1 hurdle at the Ferry House Easter meeting, the Honeysuckle hurdle. So yeah, you can see where the market's coming from. Thought Alliteration was interesting as well for Philip Dempsey, Keith Donoghue on board. She was good in winning at Ferry House the last day. She beat Simply Natural, and Simply Natural, Gavin Cromwell's mare, she ran well in the Red Mills final yesterday, the race in which Ross O'Sullivan had the 1-2. Thought she probably upheld the form of Alliteration there, and again, that lightly raced horse. She made all the running that day over 2 miles. She was dropping down in trip, but she stayed it well. She had cheek pieces on for the first time that day. She wears them again today. And I think a fast run, 2 miles, in which she's ridden aggressively, that suits her well. So, yeah, I thought she was interesting in here at a bit of a price as well.
Okay, the Latouche Cup is at 3:40. Don, Desmore has Love the Ground, 5-2 favourite here. Vanillier, 3-1 drifting. Bustleton, 9-2, as is the Goffer. Shannon Royale, 9-1 outside the door, 14s. Vital Island, 25s. Bonavista, Doran's Law, 40-1 shots. Walking on Glass, the Boss's Oscar, 50-1 shots. Bar those. Is it a race that you need a specialist in?
Yeah, I think so, isn't it? It's these Banks races. And you know, the Banks races at Punchestown, they're different to the cross-country race the cross-country race at Cheltenham. And just because you can operate in one discipline, it doesn't mean you're going to be able to operate in the other. Often, a horse who deals well with the variety of obstacles in one is able to deal with the other as well. But it doesn't always follow. Like, I think Desmond Moore has, like, He's run twice over the Banks of Punchestown, ran really well on both occasions, was only just beaten in this race last year by Bustleton, and then won the Risk of Thunder Chase. Whereas he went to Cheltenham and he finished down the field. Now, there might have been other reasons for that, but back at Punchestown now, I think we'll see him in a different light, in a better light compared to Cheltenham the last day. So, like, he's a big player in the race. And Bustleton as well, like, he's with Enda Bulger now. When he won this race last year, he was with Joseph O'Brien. And he had a run over hurdles on his first run for Enda Bulger last time. We know that the Enda Bulger horses, they're really well schooled over these banks. He has a fantastic setup down there. And yeah, you can see Bustleton improving from his run over hurdles the last day at Cork.
So what's your selection on this?
Between those two, probably maybe at the, like, Bustleton's a fair bit bigger in the market than Desmore House is. So I'd probably go with Bustleton at the price.
If you want a euro each way, folks, and no more than a euro each way, maybe you have a look at Doran's Law for Philip Rothwell, who won the race before with Singing Banjos. So I always sometimes feel that as horses can be overpriced, so maybe have a look at him. Then we have a handicap hurdle over 2 miles, 7 furlongs, down at 4:15 here at Punchestown today, day three. On the Race and Pod, we're previewing these races with thanks to William Hill. Carl de Terrell, Johnny Ward loves this horse. He's always tipping him. 7-1 favourites with Sean Econ. Philly Rye, positive comments from William Mullins in a Sporting Life column about Philly Rye for Danny Mullins. A 7-8-1 shot. The Lovely Man drifting to 17-2. Blue Mosque, 9-1. Daydream Nation, 10-1. 14-1. Bar those. Bit of money for Baddy Kindler into 16-1. How do you assess this?
Yeah, Bally Kindler, interesting horse from with Mickey Bowen now, coming over from Britain. Like the Lovely Man, he's much lower over hurdles than he is over fences. He's £11 lower over hurdles, so he races off 122 compared to his chase mark of 133. It's probably better on with a little bit of cut in the ground, ideally. Phil Uri, yeah, really interesting horse. He's a three parts brother to Col Reavy, who was such a good mare for Willie Mullins and the Flynns. So he's interesting. Danny Mullins on him. But yeah, I like Carl de Terrell as well. I'm a bit of a fan of his as well. I thought he finished fourth in this race last year. He was only a 5-year-old last year. He was the only 5-year-old in the race, actually. And now he's six. He's off the same handicap rating. So he's off 137, the same mark as the mark off which he raced last year. He's been running over fences all season, but he went back over hurdle last time for the Martin Pipe Hurdle at Cheltenham. And he ran really well. He kind of just gone up at the top of the hill. There's a turn there at the top of the hill before they swing down for the third last flight, and it got a little bit tight. He was on the inside rail, and he got pretty badly impeded. He had to check back. Gavin Bruder rode him that day, and had to take him back. And then he ended up delivering his challenge on the near side in the home straight. But I thought he ran well, and back at Punchestown, he goes well in this ground. Three miles, 7.5 furlongs. Good trip for him. Brian Hayes gets on really well with him as well. He's on board. And yeah, I think they're, look, it's a wide open race, as you said, but I think there are lots of positives about Carl de Terrell.
Okay, let's look then at the next race then at Punchestown with Don McLean here, 4:50. This is a handicap chase over 2 miles. We have McLarry being backed into 5-1 in the JB McManus colours. Come Walk With Me is Tom Malone's nap today. That's about a 13-2 shot, as is Release the Beast. Raffles Dolce Vita, 17-2. Baddy Sachs Hanks is into 10-1. Sky Lord, 11-1. Carl River, 12s. Money for Petit Tonnerre into 12-1, with Seskin Flash also being backed into 14-1. And a bit of money as well for Indiana Jones, for all those film lovers. Shane O'Callaghan riding him. He's a 25-1 shot, being nibbled in the market for an outsider. I got a positive word for Sky Lord and Henry de Bramhead and Darrow Keefe, the winner yesterday. So I'm going to back him each way. Sky Lord today, about 11-1.
Yeah, interesting horse, tongue tied for the first time. He's only had 4 runs over fences, so lots of potential upside to him. And as you say, trainer, jockey in form. I like Petit Tonnerre. He won this race last year, actually, and off 127. He's only a pound higher now than he was then. And he's like he had a fairly inauspicious start to his season, but at a higher level. I thought he ran probably better at Aintree the last day in the Red Rum Chase than the bare form of the race suggests. It was a race in which the prominent racers dominated, as they often do. That race, it just seems to be, no matter how fast they go in the Red Rum Chase at Aintree, the prominent racers still come out on top. And he was in behind, and that's how he likes to be ridden. He stayed on to finish seventh. So he's back down to a mark of 128, a pound higher than he was last year. Obviously, he goes well at Punchestown. He was in the 2.5 mile handicap chase as well yesterday. He held entries in both. They've obviously decided to run him here. I think a fast run 2 miles is probably ideal for him. Interesting that Richie McLernan is back on board. He rode him in this race last year, and he's only ridden him twice in his life. He's won on him on both occasions, including in this race last year. And I had a look at last year's race. He was very good on him. He didn't panic when Mirazora West went for home, and had a good gap on his rivals. He was a better fancied JP McManus owned horse in the race. But Richie McLernan just bided his time and delivered him. He only hit the front halfway up the run, and he went on and won by over 2 lengths. So I think, I'm sure Richie McLernan will ride him similarly today. He's riding out of his skin, Richie McLernan, these days. And yeah, you can see him just stalking in behind. He should get the fast pace that he likes, and delivered late again. Again, track form goes well on the ground, and they've probably had this race in mind for him for a little while.
But the bumper then, Jodie Tennant had a wide margin winner yesterday, Don, and she rides Look Me, who's the current 3-1 favourite with Kieran, the other Willie Mullins horse, in the hands of Patrick Mullins today, also 3-1 shot. Out of Africa, been money for that this morning for Gavin Cromwell, who had the second yesterday in the bumper, into 5-1 now for Gavin. Solus Adam 5-1, and then Attaboy Mushy for Declan Queedy 10s. It's Good to Talk 16s, Bon Bon Fizz 16s, Our Trigger 18s, Cowboy Casanova, a bit of money for that into 20-1, Bois Danjou 40-1, Highlander Addict 66-1. Is there anything you like in this specifically?
Not really, John. It's the bumper. There's just so little evidence to go on, isn't there? Out of Africa, interesting, there's money for him. He won, yeah. He won well last time at Ferry House, beat an odds on shot of Willie Mullins in that, and he won well as well. He stayed on well, so he's interesting. As Sam won over 3 miles over hurdles as well. Kieran's interesting. He's only had 2 runs, finished 6th behind the Morning Rambler in the champion bumper at Cheltenham last time. And yeah, Look Me, Jodie Tennant was very, she was an impressive winner, even though of yesterday's bumper, wasn't she? She just came right away from her rivals, building on her Limerick win. But yeah, Look Me is interesting in here, finished 2nd behind a good looking horse of Dan Skelton's in 4th Factor at entry in the grade 2 bumper at entry at the Grand National meeting. So yeah, you can see why he's top of the market.
What's your nap today then, Don? Don McLean, Racing TV, Sunday Times, author extraordinaire. We know you tip lots of winners, Don, so can you give us a nap today that might do something for us?
Tip lots of losers as well, John. And the nap, I'll stick with Petit Tonnerre each way. Nap will be each way in the race that he won last year, the 2 mile handicap chase. I think he's got plenty in his favour. Right, jockey, track, ground, fast pace that he should get. So, and he's down to a mark, a handicap mark that's only a pound higher than last year's. So yeah, I'll stick with him each way.
Petit Tonnerre, about a 12-1 shot with Hills as Don McLean's nap of the day each way. I think it's now or never for Leader Dallier, to be honest, folks. Look, he's either going to show the potential that they know they have in him at the stable in Close Sutton and Carlo, or maybe it's just not for him. But I think I'm going to give him one more chance. Leader Dallier, about a 5-2 shot in the opening race of my nap of the day, the 2:30 at Punchestown. The one race we didn't mention is the one with Kopec de Bord, Don. That's the 2 mile novice chase. Look, we think this horse could be a superstar, and if he is, and obviously he was like that as a hurdler, he's like 5-2 on. Does he win? He'd be really disappointing if he didn't win today, you know?
Yeah, no, that's it exactly, John. I was actually Cargese, his stable companion, who beat him in the Arkle. She was entered in the race. I was looking to take him on with her, but she's not running now, so that's a pity. But yeah, look, he did really well in the Arkle, didn't he, to get as close as he got to her, given that he hadn't run since November and it was only his 2nd ever chase, and he made that mistake at the last as well. So look, he's a classy horse. I suppose in the back of your mind, John, is the fact that he was beaten in the Grade 1 Novices Hurdle at this meeting last year, having won the Supreme Novices Hurdle at Cheltenham. So that's just in the back of your mind if you're trading at short prices. But he's only had 2 runs this season so far. So yeah, it'd be surprising if he was beaten all right.
Don McLean, thanks so much for coming on the Racing Pod Punchestown Special Day 3. And I know that Johnny will have you on tomorrow with Tom. And we look forward to getting your opinions then as well.
Thanks, John.
Don McLean there. That was Day 3 of the Racing Pods Punchestown Special. Remember, the pod drops 11:30 wherever you get your pods every morning. We're on live stream as well from 10 o'clock too. So check out Johnny, Tom and Don tomorrow for the final day of our Punchestown Special, which is for the Champion Hurdle, of course. And look, if you're going to have a punt today, do so responsibly. Enjoy the glorious weather and enjoy some fantastic racing. We'll speak to you soon. Bye-bye.
The Racing Pod.
On Off The Ball.
With William Hill. 18+. See gamblingcare.ie.